I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last Friday in the Indonesian archipelago, the central island of Sulawesi was hit by a 7.5 magnitude earthquake followed by a devastating tsunami. The death toll is expected to rise into the thousands. FMI's Bruce Allen says damaged infrastructure is complicating communication and rescue efforts.
Palu, the hard-hit city where the tsunami came into their bay and just decimated the area. The death toll over the weekend has exceeded 830 people and will likely rise. The vice president, Yusuf Kala, said the death toll could reach into the thousands.
FMI partners on nearby islands have not been affected, but they are eager to help. By giving to FMI's Tangible Resources account, you can help provide aid. Meanwhile, pray for wisdom in the recovery process and ask God to make this an opportunity for the church to shine. Turning now to Yemen, we mentioned yesterday the severity and complexity of this nation's crisis. There's still no clear end in sight following the UN General Assembly meetings, but the UN Special Envoy plans to restart peace talks between the opposing sides. He's hoping a series of confidence-building measures will prevent the escalation of fighting at a key port city. More fighting would make a bad situation even worse, and thousands of people would lose their only access to food. Keep covering this situation in prayer. Peter Jensen is a believer helping survivors in the region.
Pray for those that are believers in the country, for their protection and for their opportunities to speak into those challenges, into those hardships, and share a message of light and truth and hope.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network. You'll also find us on Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.